Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you on this Sunday, the 28th of July. Whether you're listening live or following online, we're delighted to have you listening in. This is a broadcast of the Word of Grace, conveyed to you by the Congregation and Friends of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, on the airwaves of CJMQ, broadcasting from the heart of the Eastern Townships. My name is Nigel Parker, and I have the privilege of being the minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Here are some responses from the psalm to open our reflection today. Have hope in the Lord. He is our strength and our shield. Our hearts rejoice in the Lord our God. We trust his holy name. The word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all that he does. The earth is full of God's unfailing love. His plan stands firm forever. The purpose of his heart throughout all generations.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to us. Just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Time to give your heart. just as you are before your God.
Let's turn to God in prayer. God, our helper, we come before you because you are also our great comforter, as you offer us healing and hope through your holy presence with us. We give thanks for the way that you are there for us to guide and bless us, that we can always trust in that guidance and holy presence. We give thanks that we can also trust in your steadfast and eternal love that you shower upon us, although we never deserve such love and mercy. God, our keeper, we come before you because you are our only total security and on whom we can always rely for your gifts of blessedness, grace, and peace. We give thanks for keeping us within your holy presence, and that your presence can be trusted to nurture and inspire us in our love for you and our praise and commitment to you and to your coming kingdom among us. We pray that you'll always help us to remain faithful to you and your holy ways, and that we may faithfully and loyally worship and praise you. Heavenly Father, thank you for the covenant that you have made with us. You said that no principality or power would ever be able to separate us from the love that is found in you. We bless you through Jesus. There is a forgiveness of our sins, that the debt that we owe to you has been cancelled, that whatever was against us in your sight has been dealt with by Jesus' death upon the cross. For his sake, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you that you are faithful and just to forgive us all our sins and to cleanse us. We bless you for these truths and for the generous grace in which we stand. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. Our reading today from the Old Testament is from the book of the Psalms, Psalm 121, a song of ascents, a song of going up to Jerusalem. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen.
His glory and grace.
This is summer holiday season. If you're able to travel and make journeys, and I appreciate that some of our listeners are not so able for road trips anymore, then you may have already taken the journey to your summer destination, perhaps a new place, or perhaps to a beloved familiar family place. As a relative newcomer to this country, I'm amazed at the length of journeys that Canadians are willing to undertake, even just for a few hours. 4 hours there and 4 hours back, all in the same day, just to visit a relative. If you're on a summer road trip, then you might have the radio on and a song will come on that will get inside your head and be that summer's song. A song that is forever stuck in your mind as that road trip's theme tune. In Bible times, they didn't get too many summer holidays because in an agricultural economy, there was always a harvest to bring in. The early grains, the late grains, the grapes, the figs, the olives. But they did go on road trips to the festivals in Jerusalem. And they had a playlist of songs they would sing on the road. They were the songs of the ascents, the Psalms 120 to 134, that they would sing to keep them on the go as they went up. And when I say up, I mean that literally. Jerusalem was on a mountain called Zion in the midst of the mountains of Judea. And the way to get there was to go along the Jordan Valley and then turn up through the gullies to take you up to the city. They would make their way up to the Temple Mount, to the one place where they were allowed to worship. Now this is important because we should imagine that upward journey when they would sing the words, "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. I lift my eyes to the hills," in old language. They would be doing exactly that as they were singing the words. Hills and mountains are closely associated with God in the Bible. It was on a mountain that Moses met God in the burning bush, on a mountain where he received the law. It was on a mountain where first the tabernacle, and then in the time of David's son Solomon, the temple was built, on a mountain that Elijah defeated the prophets of Baal. But it was not just the God of Israel that was associated with hills and mountains. Throughout the Old Testament, there are references to the high places. It was thought that the hilltops were sacred places to particular gods. And as the faithful made their way to Jerusalem, through the valleys between the hills, it was like walking down a supermarket aisle of religion. When the psalmist talks about looking to the hills and reflecting on the source of help, it was a challenge to them to decide, which God will we trust? Do I believe in the God who lives on that hill or on that mountain? I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? Now, you might think this is not very relevant. You probably don't feel the temptation to go up on Mount Orphet to set up an altar to worship an idol of stone or wood. But we do have that experience about choice. We live in times when there has never been so much choice about what we can or cannot believe. Through mass migration, we are brought face to face and right next door to beliefs and ideas and religions and people that we never had to encounter before. So much knowledge is accessible. Not only accessible, but also available. The prevalence of the internet gives us ready access to all kinds of knowledge and belief. And in a few mouse moves and clicks of a keyboard, we can be doing an online course on anything and everything. But not only accessibility and availability, we have individuality. In these past decades, we've had a growing sense of freedom of choice in religious matters. We are less bound to our tribe, to our community, to our background. And so sociologists have indeed described the diversified religious and spiritual fear in our contemporary Western societies as a religious and spiritual marketplace or supermarket, where providers compete for, cater to, and shape the preferences of consumers. So it is in this day and age, outside of organized religions of churches, mosques, synagogues, gurdwaras, religion is marked by pick and mix, an eclecticism, idiosyncrasy, anything you like. Faced with the choice in religion, which ones do we choose? And the answer can be simply, whichever one suits me. For some people, the choice of God is simply the God of my choice. My religion is my choice, my self-selecting destiny, my self-affirming belief. My very freedom to choose is my religion. My God is a God of my own creation. My truth is truth. But the psalmist stepped back from that. He doesn't go down that road. He senses that there's a God who is bigger than simply his choice. He speaks of the Creator. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The God of the psalmist is not created by the psalmist's imagination or his wishful thinking, like the gods on the mountaintops. But the God of the psalmist is the God who made the mountaintops, who folded the hills, who raised up the peaks, who hung the sun in the sky and the moon in the night. The God whom the psalmist believed in was so much greater. He was the God of creation. Secondly, the God of the psalmist is the God of caring. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Now, this is not a watching in the sense of observing, the way that we watch our favourite show on TV. This is a watching in the sense of caring for, the way a parent watches for their child. The God of the psalmist is not indifferent and distant, a mere spectator. He sees, he knows, he understands. The God of creation is a God who cares. And we especially know that because we have a God in Jesus Christ. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. I like the idea of God's watch over us, but I struggle more with the idea of God protecting us from all harm. It's not that I don't want him to protect us, or that I don't believe that he does, but rather reality shows that everyone, including those who are followers of Jesus, experiences harm. And what do we do with this? Well, whatever the Bible writers wrote, they didn't write rubbish. They didn't put God down as some all-protective force field or the wrapper of cotton wool around our lives. Somewhere they had a conviction that God was in and through all of life and even death itself. They had enough psalms of lament and stories of pain like Job or indeed Joseph in the Old Testament to tell them otherwise. Even if he were being naive, even if he were being blind to the realities of the pain of life, even if he were being blindly optimistic, we who follow the faith of the New Testament can look to another mountain to know that it is true that God is in and through and for us in all the circumstances of life, even death itself. It is the Mount of Calvary, the hill of Golgotha, the place where Jesus died. We cannot know all the answers to how God answers our prayers and protects us in our suffering. But when we look at the hill of Calvary, we find there a place where God meets our suffering head on. The hymn says, "On the Mount of Crucifixion, fountains open deep and wide, through the floodgates of God's mercy flowed a vast and gracious tide. Grace and love like mighty rivers poured incessant from above, and heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love." Psalm 121 is a very relevant psalm for us all. We will all encounter difficult moments, emotionally, spiritually, physically. In those moments, we must look to the hills and choose where will we find our help. There are many false gods that are eager to offer their services to us. Their marketing is attractive, but they really do not have the goods to help us in our need. When you look to the hills, look beyond the pagan altars on the high places and seek the place where God truly dwells. Enter into a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Experience adoption as sons and daughters of the Maker of heaven and earth. God will watch over you when sleeping. He'll keep you from harm, for he will share in the harm and take the risk with you. That doesn't mean you won't experience pain or difficulty, for Jesus himself suffered. But your suffering need not destroy you, for God will meet you in your pain. His hand of protection will be upon you, and at the last, he will even raise you from the death itself. Amen.
So discouraged, I want to know why should the shadows come? Oh, tell me why should I feel so lonely, so lonely, and long, long for heaven and a home? Since Jesus is my portion, I wanna tell the world my comfort, my constant friend. Oh, is he? Please stay with me, Jesus.
Let's again turn to God in prayer. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for you are our help, our protector, our Saviour. You made the heavens and earth, calling into existence things that were not. You founded a people for yourself on the faithful obedience of Abraham and led them through your law and prophets. From the depths of your love, you sent your Son into the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. And when he was lifted up on the cross and killed, you raised him to life again and opened the life of your kingdom to all who believe and are born of water and spirit, calling us to entrust our destinies to the unpredictable currents of your spirit and in faith follow your call into unknown places. You have invited us to share in your gracious promise, a promise of blessing for all the earth. Father God, who loves like a mother, we give our hearts to you once again, our yearning, our hope, our weakness, and our strength. We offer to you, Lord, everything, and ask that you hear and see and accept all that we offer, so the world indeed may be blessed itself by us and through us. We offer you also the concerns of our hearts for others, that they may be made whole, that they may see the kingdom of our God, that they may have enough to eat and drink, that they may have freedom and the blessings of prosperity and health. Hear our prayers that we offer to you now with words of lips and thoughts of our hearts. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you called our ancestors of faith to a journey of belief, and in your Son, lifted up on the cross, you opened for us the path to eternal life. Grant that being born from above, of water and the Spirit, we and your church throughout the world may serve you in newness of life and faithfully walk in your ways. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.